Video: Seattle police chief was yards away when $2 million smash and grab occurred at jewelry store. By Amy Furr on August 19, 2025. Seattle police chief Sean Barnes was apparently yards away when a $1 million robbery happened on Thursday, a police source told the Jason Rantz Show. A spokesperson for the Seattle Police Department said, Chief Barnes and his security detail were at a nearby business when the robbery occurred, according to Seattle Red 770 AM. He added that they were inside the business and were unaware of the crime unfolding. The suspects were in and out of the jewelry store in exactly 90 seconds. His security detail was in plain clothes at the time of the robbery. However, the spokesperson was unable to confirm the chief was inside a restaurant at the time. The article also said the suspect's getaway vehicle was blocking Barnes' police vehicle during the robbery. According to the spokesperson, the chief and his detail were alerted to the situation when other law enforcement officers pulled up to respond to the criminal activity. The incident involved four robbers who busted into the Menasha and Sons jeweler's store. The crew reportedly stole an estimated $2 million worth of items that included diamonds, luxury watches, and gold. Surveillance footage shows the moment the robbers burst into the store where an employee watched them wreak havoc. The suspects are seen opening black bags and shoving items into their pockets. Police said the robbers, who are armed with hammers and bear spray, broke windows and display cases during the smash and grab, per Kiro. An employee at a gym across the street identified as Brett Gibson said, "You could still hear like a lot of breaking glass and banging around and stuff. So they were in there around noon still robbing the store while everyone was on the phone calling the cops." The Kiro report said police are searching for the suspects. SPD later issued a statement noting that robbery detectives and crime scene investigators were dispatched to collect evidence. But that won't overshadow the humiliating optics of a police chief missing a heist unfolding practically in front of him, the Seattle Red 770 AM article noted.